Hold
this
on.
Conference will.
We're now going to review ManaQuest from start to finish. What happened at ManaQuest? All I can tell you, people, if you weren't there, you really missed a terrific event. And I probably say that about all the national events. I'm not trying to make this one any better than the other ones, but there seemed to me to be a totally different atmosphere there. I felt a sense of people wanting to move forward and getting unstuck and moving on, and it just was wonderful. I think by Saturday afternoon, I remember having a conversation with the presidential, and it went something like this. It was like, do you realize how absolutely refreshing it is to feel so lifted up and relieved of all this testimonial nonsense? I mean, really. I mean, I didn't hear the word testimonial. I didn't see anyone complaining or whining. It's like, I think we're past it, finally. Probably the first event I've gone to since we had the Texas AG case where I didn't hear one word about testimonials. It was great. It was just terrific. And the only thing I saw from stage throughout the whole weekend is when the Butch Johnson was up there with the ISCA group, and one of the people on the ISCA board of directors mentioned the word obesity. And so appropriately, Butch Johnson goes, excuse me, let's mention overweight. Because if you don't understand that, why did he correct that person with that? Well, because obesity is a disease condition. It's been determined to be a disease condition now. So we want to stay away from the word obesity and just use extremely overweight, those kind of that kind of terminology when we're talking about the necessary aspect of getting these glyconutrients and our real food technology products in people's bodies. So what a blessing that was. And I just bring that up as an overview for you guys to know that it's a new day, and to me it's a wonderful new day, and it's so refreshing and just, you know, scintillating to be a part of this process and part of Manatech as they are today. The other thing that struck me overall on this weekend, probably if I took had another big takeaway, was the fact that people are pursuing us to partner with us now. I mean, ISCA, when we review that, you'll see how they were ecstatic and in love with Manatech. And Vicente Fox and his wife, Marta, and they just love Manatech. They love Sam and Linda. They love who we are. They hugged on all of us. I mean, it was like these people, I mean, it's neat to be out there and know that you know people, that Manatech is an attractor factor today. It's something people are trying to glom onto, be a part of, grab a hold of at those kind of levels. And that is very, very exciting. So these are big, big points to me that just really hang in my heart, and I just feel ecstatic then to be a part of this whole process and be a part of Manatech. Okay, so let's kick off. Friday night was great. Sam Castor came out and just, you know, basically laid the foundation of who are we at Manatech. You know, we've always known there's a calling on this company. This company was birthed out of prayer. And he just, you know, we're no longer an R&D company. We're not a nutrition company. We're a company that of social entrepreneurs. We're a company here to change the world. And this is so incredibly important for us to grab onto this concept that we truly are a company of people with incredible hearts and passion. And he talked about it. He said, you know, all along, you guys have had a hard time grabbing onto business and running out there like, you know, every other network marketing company. We've always had this internal conflict going on in this company for years. And he says, that's because our culture is a culture of heart. Our culture of passion, a culture of making a difference, a culture of truly being social entrepreneurs. We just didn't have the languaging around it, nor did we have this specific direction until now. So that was great, a great way to kick off our event. Then Rob Sinnott came up, and he made some comments about, we have 16 countries down, 177 to go. That got a great laugh. And, of course, that he looks at Manatech as a company that presents the greatest opportunity for entrepreneurs. He talked about, you know, he's familiar with the new regulations coming out because he sits on, you know, some of these boards and Council for Responsible Nutrition, and he's one of the co-chief science officers. But he says he's ecstatic about what's coming out because it's going to weed out the, you know, the evildoers, the ones that are just misrepresenting what they have in their products and just trying to be out there to make a buck. And so he's ecstatic about what some of those things happening because he knows Manatech's going to shine above all of them because we're so saturated with science today. And he also talked about his role in this company. And as he sees it, as he saw it when he first got here, he couldn't believe he's been here 6 years. It sounds hard to believe. It seems like Rob just came yesterday, but he's done such greatness for this company. And probably the greatest contribution he's made, in my eyes, is the fact that he has gotten all these independent third-party studies done. And just in 2010 alone, they've already published six. So he's really laying the foundation. He calls it the earthquake-proof foundation. And his closing comment was, people, I am all in. Please join me in being all in. And then, of course, the next on the agenda was Natalie Clark. Natalie's the new VP of North America. And hopefully we attached a chart. If we didn't get that chart attached, people, I will attach it. She kind of went through a chart of looking at the problem. Global nutrition is the problem. Real food technology is the answer. And prospecting is our delivery system for the solution. We do it through prospecting. We deliver the solution to people. We have lots of tools to do that. And then we look at real products, real four for life, real passion, purpose-driven life, and then real possibilities. We have tremendous possibilities today. We have ISCA. We'll talk about that, of course, more. In Mexico, we've been talking about that for months, and we'll continue. Of course, the next 4 months will be really heavy focused on Mexico. Our new skincare line. Webcasting, this new ManaCast system, we have a top comp plan in the industry. All of these are incredible tools and mechanisms for us to really take this opportunity to the world, and they're all supported by that overlying theme of give for real, our real heart and passion of who we are. And, of course, our goal, 5 million consumers to provide for 5 million children. I can tell you they didn't really say that from stage. They said 1 million, but I'm talking 5 million. I mean, if you want to stomp out global malnutrition, you have to start by stopping the deaths caused by global malnutrition. And if 5 million children die every year of malnutrition, let's start with stomping that out. Next on Friday, they open up our new skincare line, Jeunesse 7, meaning youthful, 7 major ingredients. Susie Valdez was on stage, and she's absolutely terrific. She's real. She's credible. She's fun. She's convicted. She's definitely a beauty queen, so you can imagine Susie and I got along. I mean, like A and Z. I mean, we got along perfectly, but we're like opposite extremes. The things that we're same in is I think that we both are very real people. I mean, the one thing I love so much, and I went to tell her how much I appreciated her realness. Because a lot of times when you get into beauty consultants in that arena, they get fluffy and hypey. And Susie Valdez had none of that. I mean, none of that. So she was just as real as could be. And she helped all of us just understand better. She has a great sense of humor. She laughs at herself all the time. And that's wonderfully delightful to be around her. I think we are so fortunate. If you are part of the old skincare lines launch, you know that they took somebody out of the corporate and made them kind of like the skincare expert, which is hardly what they were. And, of course, there's tremendous fallout because of that. Well, we finally truly have a skincare expert, a beauty expert in Susie Valdez, and she is such a great, person to be out there at the front of our skincare line. I'm excited about her being a part of it, and I'm excited about the skincare line. There are studies out there that Stevens have done. You can find those on the ManaTechSkincare.com website. We have science. We have the efficacy. We have the packaging. We have the branding. Now we just need to get out there and move it. Susie's big takeaway was she said between 1990 and 2010, that means in the last 20 years, there have been more skincare technologies arising than from Cleopatra through 1989. And that dates back to 70 BC. So you can see the speed, just like the speed of the Internet, speed of technology, speed of change. Just in the last 20 years, we've had phenomenal changes in the skincare industry alone. I gave you some of her quotes. She said, we ain't taking this getting old stuff laying down. That was a good quote for baby boomers. And beauty, it goes hand in hand with nature. And she talked about the colors of our products. We use purple, silver, and white, and they actually have meanings. I put those in the outline for you to review. The skincare line, of course, is the easy three-step process, cleanse, which is the exfoliating product, treat, which is a serum, and moisturizer. And people, I've been doing this now for 2 weeks. They sent me a sample kit because I was going to be on stage with the skincare group and then got bounced to be with the Mexico group on Saturday night. But the products are terrific. I love them, and I'm not a big skincare person. So I'm using them every day, every night, and I'm just loving every minute of it. And the moisturizer stays with me all day. It doesn't have some of the distinctions from the other products. It doesn't have a stickiness to it. It has a little smell to it because of the ingredients, but it's a wonderfully natural smell, and it's just from the actual natural ingredients within the products itself. If you'd like to try the products, there are trial sets out there, and there are also sachets available. And the full product line, it's $229 for all five of the products that are in there, which is the exfoliator, the serum, the moisturizer, the night cream, and the body cream. You can get all five products for $229, which is an incredibly inexpensive amount of money for five wonderful products. The reason some people have asked questions like why there is no toner, well, the whole purpose of a toner was to reestablish your pH in your skin after you did the exfoliation. Well, today they're making the exfoliating creams much softer and gentler on the skin, so there's no need for a return of the pH. So they've actually gotten to exclude one of the products that historically have been used in skincare lines. You just don't damage your skin that much in the process of exfoliation to need to lift it back up again with a toner. So it's just, she also came up with a skin inventory. Get that? Skin inventory is a skin inventory. And a fun way to do it with Scotch tape, and you can use it in, they got rid of the name of Man of Spas. That's what we used historically with the old skincare line. We call it now Beauty Shop Talks. So the skin inventory, you can find out about that. Again, I'm sending you to the website over and over and again. The Manatech website, which is manatechskincare.com, is an excellent website. In fact, I'm going to suggest to all you guys that before you get done with today, you should be sending that out to all the people in your organization. Get them educated on it. The products themselves will not ship till the end of September. September 27th is the projected date that they'll start shipping. So you can order them, I think pre-order them. We did at ManaQuest, so I suspect Manatech has a process where they can be on back order. So if people are anxious on ordering them, they can do that. I believe some of the trial skits are available, and as the sachets as well, but I'm not sure if that's in bulk quantities to be ordered at this time. But get ready for it. Get prepared if you plan on using it as part of your process of approaching the marketplace. Then educate yourself now. Be very prepared so that by the time the products come out, you'll really be up and running. Or get prepared, too, in your strategy. And that's what number six is in the outline today on Friday day, because Manatech put a group of presidential women to discuss the marketing ideas for Lyft. And I outlined all of those in your, and I'm not going to go through them all because they're clearly outlined in the outline for today's call. So just go over those and review those for yourself. And I noticed that Lydia didn't paginate this outline, so good luck on that. I'll have her go back and do that on the one that she posts on the website. But anyway, so you want to read through those ideas because they might give you new ideas on how to use the skincare. For sure, for me, skincare is not a big thing since I'm not a real girly girl, as I call it, and so I will share it with people and talk to people about it, but I'm not going to make it a core part of my business, because when you start, you got to really decide where you're going to live. You got to pick your favorite products and favorite marketing ideas, and then really run with those. Don't try to be everything to everybody, because then you won't do a good job on any one thing. For me, my focus, as you guys know, is Mexico, and with the ISCA coming out, I'm going to focus on that as well. So those are my two focal points for the next, 6 months to 12 months, and that's where I'm going to stay. But you choose what is important to you, and skincare could be one of those elements for you, and then make it the best you can. Do the best you can. They have some great tools. They got DVDs. They've got tear sheets. They've got the sachets. They've got scarves. They just got a lot of things going on that are supporting you in producing the best possible business results with the skincare line. So take advantage of all that. But even if you choose, like me, if you're not going to make it a real major portion of your business, your marketing approach, take the time to at least tap into your existing organization and support them on understanding it, getting to know it, and experimenting with it. I'm going to actually make my mana mail. Some of you are familiar with that. I do a mana mail every single month. It's how I touch my consumers and my downline. And I'm going to do a mana mail exclusively on the Lift line for the month of October. And good timing on that because the skincare is going to be available September 27th. So that's our skincare line. Again, you can review all the things that I put in there and the question and answers that we had with our beauty panel and ideas about how to market it. The next, Rob Sinnott got up, and he talked about just some great things about who we are. And I set forth all of those. Be thankful. We're wealthy. We're energized. We're genuine. We share the truth, and we believe. And he gave the background of all those different categories in his talk. He had him up on screen. He just showed his incredible heart, which we know Rob has. He talked about, he said, I look at our company as a formula, and we saw a lot of formulas this weekend. And his formula was miracle plus passion plus innovation is what equals Manatech. So you might want to take that. My idea was to take that and type it up in bold letters and put it across my cork board I have in my office. Because I think it's a neat thing. It just tells me about who we are again, getting into who we are as a company. We have the miracle of the products that we have, the Amber Toast and the incredible changes in people's lives. We have the passion to make a difference all around the world, not just here but everywhere in terms of helping save children from global malnutrition and touch children's lives to bring nutrition in their lives. And then, of course, innovation. We have a company that's scientifically on top of everything that's going on, coming up with new ideas and creating newness for us at, you know, every moment to allow us to be the best we can be in the marketplace and provide the best possible nutrition to people. Sam also talked about the recent Harvard Business Review, and it was fun because I got up. I flew out of Milwaukee. I don't have to go into how that all happened, but I actually drove back to Milwaukee on Saturday night and flew out on an airplane Sunday morning, getting up at 4:15 and getting to the airport by 4:55 for a 5:55 flight out of Milwaukee back to Dallas. And then, of course, spent all day yesterday making this outline for you guys, getting ready for the call today. But the when I got to the airport, Lydia found in a newsstand this Harvard Business Review. So we purchased it, and I got a chance because once I had my cup of tea on the airplane, I couldn't sleep. So I got the opportunity to read through the Harvard Business Review and read this article, and it was an awesome article. There was an incredible article there from a Harvard business professor about social entrepreneurship. In fact, the whole front cover of the Harvard Business Review was about social entrepreneurship. So how wonderful was that to be able to, you know, hear from this incredibly heavy intellectual side about how it's being perceived. And this Harvard business professor actually is giving up his post after all these years teaching at Harvard because he said, I've done enough in the realm that I'm in. I need to move on and contribute in another way. And he says, nothing greater than becoming a social entrepreneur. So that's his idea of moving on in life to make a difference. And he talked about it in his article, and I put a quote out of the article that I thought was awesome. He talked about if you're not in speaking, now he's in Harvard Business Journal, they're speaking to corporate executives. And what he's saying is if you're out there as a profit corporation, a for-profit corporation, if you're not really thinking about HVC and what that really means is partnering as a corp with social entrepreneurs, if you're not thinking about going in that HVC collaboration, you will soon be guilty of strategy malpractice. Isn't that cool? I mean, it's a great thought. It's a thought about where we're moving in this country in terms of taking our for-profit companies like Manatech and moving in a direction of social entrepreneurship. And so what an honor it is for us at Manatech to be on the forefront of this incredible movement that's being forecast for the next 10 years in this country. And we're already there. So just great thing. Dr. Boyd then got up on stage, and he basically gave his wellness talk. For those of you who've been out in the field on these Super Saturdays, I didn't want to go through everything he said because it's kind of the same thing we've seen over and over again. I've been a part of a lot of those. You can find it on the Manatech Science website. You can find it on Manatech, exploremanatech.com. Dr. Boyd's presentation is there where he talks about healthy cells and wellness versus health. And, of course, he loves to talk about, the colonoscopy, you know, that whole issue. And he had so many jokes. He's so cute, you know, in his presentation. I just love him, and he just always turns on the audience. He's got a great way with working with the audience. And I just highlighted some important things that we always have to keep in mind, like health versus wellness, the concept that health is the absence of evidence of disease or abnormality. And, of course, the only way you're going to know if you're healthy is by getting an autopsy, and then it's too late because you're dead. But, you know, we don't know. Just because we don't have evidence of disease doesn't make us healthy. And then wellness is the fullest realization of physical and mental potential. And that's really what we're about. We're about the fullest realization of physical and mental potential. And I love that definition. Maybe you can start using that in your terminology as you talk to people, but it's great terminology. We all have different variables in our life. We're different ages. We come from different backgrounds, genealogy. We live in different environments, whether we live in more toxic or non-toxic. And our situations are very different. We might have high-stress situation versus low-stress situation, although I believe stress is part of who you are. It's a choice we make. Some people look at my life and they say, man, Mary Jo, you're doing 10,000 things at the same time. How do you live with the stress? And I go, what's stress? Because it's really about how you view your life and how you view your environment. You either take it on and you can call it stressful, or you can say, thank you, Lord, as I do, for blessing me with a very, very dynamic existence that allows me to be the best I can be in many, many areas at the same time. And so it's a blessing. So it's just a perspective. But again, we all are different in all of those areas. But the one thing that we all can do is feed our bodies proper nutrition. So it doesn't matter. The reason I put this in the outline, because I think it's important that sometimes you come up against people that say, well, you know, everybody in my family has high cholesterol and everybody in my family is this. You know, they love to use it as excuses. They want to go victim to their genealogy or a victim to their DNA, right? Or a victim to their environment or a victim to whatever. And it's a choice. But they need to see that it's a choice. You're making a choice to go victim. You can choose not to be victim as well. You can choose to be responsible, which doesn't mean that you're at fault. It just means that you're starting to take control. And that's a better option, I think. It's common sense, I think. But it's not going to be for those who want to continue to eat McDonald's and garbage and put trash in their bodies. So the idea is, though, that it is a choice. And I think it's important for you to understand that, yes, you can acknowledge with them that everybody has, there are clearly variables out there, but we all can do one thing to support our bodies, which is we all can take in proper nutrition. And that's what Manitech's about. He also revealed all the studies out there, and he went through, you know, the study on impact and versus Gatorade. For those of you who didn't understand, that's the high-selling product they compared it to, and all the other studies that we did at Jenner, the studies and how critical they are, especially the Rosetta Stone study at Jenner, which said basically determined that our amyloid taken internally affects and impacts the glycosylation on the outside of the cells. That's a huge study, people. It's the first time we had proof of amyloid doing exactly what we had hypothesized for the last, 16 years. So, all these studies are critical, and I really tell all of you in the field that you ought to have a science book. I have mine. It's about an inch thick, and as they add more studies, I put the studies in there, and I might shift some out or shift some other things out. But it's just the concept that you have something that really supports what we're about. And, the majority of people that I work with or I talk to and I bring that study, they don't even page through it. But just the fact that you have this one-inch, folder or three-ring binder or however you choose to put it together as a science book is so crucial. And it also helps you, I believe, it helps you and your belief system about what you really have with Manitech. So if you haven't done that yet, I think, I guess Lydia and I put it on the Hispanic.com website. Maybe I ought to just get that on the Manitrain website for everyone, because some of you aren't involved in the Mexico opening, and I don't want you to be feeling left out. So let me talk to Lydia about setting that forth, that whole concept of what goes into my science manual, so that you can choose to build one for yourself. And it's not that I have any answer, people. You can do it without Mary Jo's input whatsoever. But I can just help you if you don't know where to start, what I put in mind, so you can see how I've constructed mine. And he says, you know, that we really, for Manatech, all three reasons are met. All three issues are met. Number one, you have to have a reason to take the products. And we know that the reason exists, and we just are communicating that every day by, you know, I start it with every one of my presentations. About 96% of the people staying awake at night, for what reasons? For number one, health, and number two, finances. I mean, and why is that happening? And I go through the health thing about why we're not eating our fruits and vegetables. 90% of the foods we buy are processed. I mean, we're just getting crap in our bodies, people. We're getting junk. We just can't get what our body needs today. So the clear reason to take the products. Number two is the evidence of their safety. And we know our products are safe. We know about our quality control program. We know about NSF certification, kosher certified. And now you can add in that certification list the ISCA certification. Those people aren't going to certify our products if they didn't pass all the tests of not being any of those toxins on those forbidden lists for all the athletic organizations. I mean, our products are going into elite athletes everywhere. So that's another huge part of the safety, you know, knowledge about safety. So you got NSF, you got kosher certified, and you got ISCA certified, right? So that's great. And then the evidence of their efficacy, people, you've got the science. That's your science book, all the scientific studies, that what our products do in the body, the 37% increase of antioxidant value in blood. I mean, you guys got all of that. These are things, you know, let me just give you a historical perspective. When I grew my business from zero to presidential in the first couple of years, I didn't have any of that. We didn't have independent third-party studies. I mean, we didn't. We had, you know, the stuff that they did, you know, over at Reg McDaniel did, you know, and all the things that we had from Fisher Institute. But those weren't independent third-party studies. They were Fisher Institute, really. I mean, but the idea, we didn't have a double-blind, triple-blind placebo study. We didn't have a study that showed it impacted the glycosylation. We didn't have a 37% increase in antioxidant values. We didn't have any of that. We didn't have the NSF certification, independent ISCA. We didn't have kosher certified. We didn't have any of that. So all we really did back in the ages when this company grew from zero to 400 million was just kind of like we had great products. We had the story of glycobiology and Ambertose. And that's what we had. People today, if you don't understand what you have, to really go out there and share with people about what we have, you need to shift. You need to take it on. You have phenomenal products with phenomenal veracity and credibility and efficacy, and you need to be able to communicate that effectively with people. It's a great aha moment for you if you haven't taken on that. We're not Manatech of 2001. We're Manatech of 2010. A different company, same heart, directed in a passionate way towards global malnutrition with an incredible level of sophistication in our science and our efficacy and our safety standards. So what is Manatech? The bottom line is we're real. It's not fake. It's not fraudulent. Our message of all of this is real, which is what makes that word so perfect for Manatech. Okay, sorry, people. I got a little passionate about that. And hopefully, though, that I've opened your eyes, because I think sometimes we get stuck in the ways that we've always done it, and we need to start looking at it a little differently. And that's why I outlined that out of Boyd's presentation, because I thought it was so crucial. Dr. Nugent got up, and he's so cute. He goes, "We're it!" I mean, he must have put that on the screen 10 times at ManaQuest. Anyway, he went through all the different claims people are making, like Max and USANA and, you know, all these juices, and he just attacked them. He took them apart. He was the dragon. He was slaying the dragons, and he was doing great. I gave you a couple things in here. He showed the study with Melaleuca, which I think Lydia attached to the outline today. I asked her to do that, which kind of shows Monavi and all the other junky juices, but that's not even something we did. Melaleuca provided that. He also presented the studies that we had independently contracted for, and those you can find, like the AO study. If you don't have that, that's another great piece. And when you go into Mexico and talk to Hispanics, it's great to have these comparatives with you. But those charts should be part of your panoply of how you distinguish us. the chart on the different juices and the antioxidant value or lack thereof. And you can find that on manatechscience.org when you look under AO and just print that study off, print that chart off. When he talked about Max, he said, because the Max seems to be a big one out there, especially attracting Manatech people, a lot of Manatech presidentials and some that were not presidentials went over to Max. In fact, some of my good friends are doing Max today, and the, I can say a few of them have bugged me, not very many, because they, it's funny how they don't bug Mary Jo. I talked to a lot of people at ManaQuest, and they're getting bugged, a lot of other presidentials, by, you know, people, ex-Manatechers or something. But I really haven't felt that. I've maybe gotten word from two or three over the last couple of years, and that's it. And, but I think that's great because I love the idea that they perceive me as a rock because, you know, it's, as I told you before on this call, when God sent me this company and asked me to get involved in this company, and a lot of you know my story, it wasn't without me kicking and screaming and walking away from six figures and a great, you know, financial status to basically make nothing in the early stages. It was him telling me through many signs that this is what he wanted me to do. And you know what, people? There's nothing he's given me, no signs that he's given me to ask me to walk away. So I'm truly in this because of him, and that's what makes a difference, and that's what makes it a rock. And I can only tell you that the movement Manatech's doing and Sam and meeting Vicente Fox and his wife and all the things that happened this weekend just continue to support knowing this company's on track in a godly way to make a difference in this world with the focus on others. The servant's heart is so critical. So anyway, with Max, he talked about that Max, yeah, everybody needs to understand if you're coming up against Max, they only have one study. The study was made up of only 27 people. And the study results showed that it increased their glutathione level by 292%. Now, first of all, you know, he attacked the study being, you have one only study, not 10 studies, not 5 studies, not independent, you know, verified studies that build credibility on each other, but one only study. And it was only 27 people. So not really a good cross-section of 500 or 1,000 or whatever, you know, but that's what they're relying and putting 100% of their credence in. And number two, the study says it increased to 292%. Well, the question becomes, is it healthy to have your glutathione level increased by 292%? That's a good question. And I think we all need to recognize that. And I'm giving you some of these aha moments because they were kind of aha for me. Not that I hadn't seen them before, but it was great that they raised them again. The idea that just because a product has a lot of impact in an area doesn't mean it's healthy. Where's the independent study that tells me I should desire a 292% increase in my glutathione level? And if God wanted my, you know, glutathione level to be 292% higher, why didn't he create my body to perform at that level since he made no mistakes? Now, clearly things in our environment, our health is compromised today, so we might need a boost in our glutathione, and that's why a lot of us take Ambertose and take, you know, AO to help our antioxidant levels, right? But because glutathione is really our own produced antioxidant level. But 292%, you know, we recently have discovered that it's too much beta-carotene, too much iron, too much vitamin A, all these things can damage the human body. So we can get toxic from excess supplementation. But Max doesn't try to tell you that 292% might be bad for your human body, nor do they have any scientific study that suggests that it's good for the human body. So you be careful is my alert here. Be careful. And clearly, just because it increases glutathione, there are a zillion ways Manatech products benefit the human body. Cognitive, digestive tract, on and on, immune system. And so the people that are out there trying to represent that Max does the same thing as Ambertose, give me a break, okay? So just be careful with the nonsense coming out of that group. And, you know, you rest assured rely on your heart and also on the science to tell you what direction to go in. He also said there's a vitamin company out there, and I think I know which one. I think it's USANA, but I'm not sure. because I looked at this a couple of years back where they had this independent study, but it wasn't independent. The guy who did the study actually had an affiliation with USANA in the past, so it wasn't anything but independent. And it had their vitamin listed number one and ours like at 200 or something. And the reason it gave why ours was listed so low was it said we didn't have enough iron in it. Well, he answered that by saying 75% of the people need no iron supplementation. And then there, so why would you want to, and that's one of the main reasons Manitech doesn't put a lot of iron or extensive iron in our products. In fact, Phytomatrix has it only almost by accident that it was one of the minerals that was in the plants that they're putting as part of the substance. But it's not something that the majority of people need. In fact, you know, they don't need it. So why would you make it a negative factor in a vitamin mineral supplement when people don't need it? And then the other thing is their vitamin, they compared it on beta-carotene. Well, beta-carotene can be very, very toxic, and there's scientific studies out there that show that today. So again, once again, be careful. More isn't always better, and you've got to understand that and be very careful with it. Okay, Friday night. Oh, I'm really moving along. I have 15 minutes to cover a day and a half. Sorry. I hope this is helping you guys. It was so beneficial to me, and I just want to cover a lot of this stuff from my heart with you. I'm going to pick up the pace now. Saturday night, Sam Castor came out, talked about IOUSA, which is a book out there that predicted, you know, our Social Security system to be upside down by 2017. And that book was written 3 years ago. Well, guess what? Because of our recession we're in, 2010, we became upside down. In other words, the contributions going in Social Security are less than the payments going out already. So people, we are not about a recovery around the corner. We better get it really clear. We must provide for ourselves and find a meaningful way. And he went through the healthcare system again, and of course he gave the Senator Tom Harkin quote, oops, I forgot to fill that in, which basically said, we can't just try to jimmy-rig this healthcare system. We need to really focus on prevention. That's really what he said. And he said, why is it we don't change? Why is it in America we're not changing? We have the facts. Why are we not changing? And he said the biggest reason is because the big, huge industries, the food industry, commercial farmers, pharmaceutical companies, they are so economically, financially tied to the status quo. In fact, the pharmaceutical companies, I believe Sam said from stage that recently there was something about their goal to get every American on a daily prescription. That's their goal. We already are at almost 50% in this country. Almost 50% of the people in the United States daily are on a prescription drug that they take every single day. And the pharmaceutical giant's goal is to have 100%. Now, if they had any morality, they should have their goal being that 100% are on no prescription drugs. Correct? If there was any moral fiber to the pharmaceutical industry. But it's not about moral fiber. It's not about ethics. It's all about one thing to them, money. So get a clear picture of this. He also talked about a recent article, and I want to find that for you, you guys. I just didn't have time to do all of this yesterday. It was titled, Healthy Food Obsession Sparks Rise in New Eating Disorder. They talked about people that are getting obsessed with eating healthy. They're calling it a psychological disorder because they're making choices like fruits and vegetables instead of French fries and ketchup. Isn't that hilarious? So they're talking about people like you and me who are on a health craze, that we love healthy foods, that we have a psychological disorder. Isn't that funny? And I can't imagine pharmaceutical giants will probably come up with some drug to counteract that healthy phase that we're going, phase, quote unquote, that we're going through, not understanding it's called a way of life. He talked about the power of unreasonable people, and that was great. And again, I'm going to do a review of that book so we don't have to spend much time with that. Giving changes everything. He talked about meeting Vicente Fox, and he had an elevator speech, and I didn't get the whole thing down, but it went something like this, and I promise you I'll get a hold of Sam. I talked to him afterwards, and I'm going to get that from him, but it went something like this. He said, when he met Vincent Fox, Vincent said, so what do you do? He says, I'm a social entrepreneur committed to overcoming global malnutrition in children by partnering with nonprofit entities utilizing a donation by consumption method with the most scientifically validated nutrition. And we are going to get it done. Isn't that powerful? I mean, look at that elevator speech. If somebody said that, I'm just giving it to you guys. I put it in the outline. You can pick on it. I said, and Sam said, know the value of building your own destiny. Truly. when we, and I'm going to use some of these on my new business cards. When we simply observe the problems around us, we say that's life. When we solve those problems, we say that's living. And you can watch the when you talk about Give for Real, you can watch the video made by the three teens in Canada at akimpact.com. I believe it's up there, and you can actually order it. It's a great little video. You might enjoy it. And I'm not going to say any more because we don't have time. Okay, secondly, Leo Shraven came up on stage. He's a Mantic associate. And when Sam introduced him at first, he said this high-energy person, a person that he's never seen anyone with that kind of level of energy. And, of course, I'm sitting sulking in my chair in the audience going, Sam, I have all that energy. Who's got more energy than me? Well, let me tell you, people, this guy beat me hands down. I mean, unbelievable when he got on stage. Leo Shraven, his name is, and he is doing a walk across. He's a world-known motivational speaker. He travels all around. He's booked, like, you know, 3 years in advance. But he carved out a 100-day period where he is going to dedicate his life to manna relief. He's going to walk across the United States of America. He's going to have publicity and getting newspaper reporters and all that kind of stuff during the walk. And if you can pledge money to him. And all you do is pledge. I pledged, I don't know, $130. What was it? 2 cents, 6 cents a mile or something. I don't remember what it was. 5 cents a mile. Whatever you want to pledge, you can pledge to support him making this walk and trek across the United States of America. And all that money is going to be donated to Manna Relief. If you want more information about it, you can call Dr. Horning. I gave you the telephone number. Or go to rhorning@peerlesswellness.com. One of his quotes he said from stage was, information without application leads to constipation. I thought that was cute. Anyway, next was Al Bala. Of course, Al's first comment was, how do you follow that guy? So he just kind of tied off the end of the night saying, we all need a bag. And the bag is a big, hairy, audacious goal. The idea of saving millions of people require all of us to step up to a new level. And Al just tried to get us all to see that. We need 400 new platinums to stomp out global malnutrition. And so whatever each of us can do every day of our lives in the way of contacting people, getting people started, I'm telling you, it gives you a newness of spirit to go out there and break the ice with people because you know you're saving children. So let's all do it together. Saturday, Steve Fenstermacher kicked off the day. He had his formula, PEDRS, planning plus execution plus discipline plus repetition equals success. The first thing I said when he put that formula up there, I looked at people in my downline, and I said, circle the ones that you need to work on. Some of my people circled all of them. Some of them just circled discipline. Some of them just circled repetition. Whatever it is, what in that formula are you missing in your life? And then make some decisions. And he just basically told a lot of jokes about trying to get in the R&D department because he said, I came up with the greatest idea. I told Rob Sinnott that I think that we should change the flavor of Amber Toast to taste like bacon. And it was hilarious. Everybody's laughing. I guess you had to be there. But anyway, he said, let's all take Manatech to the next level. Steve is such a great guy. He also talked about our financial status. Some people are trying to suggest that Manatech's going to go bankrupt. First and foremost, people, understand one thing. They have no debt. How do you go bankrupt when there's no one there to call on the loans? You don't. Number two, they have $27 million in cash. So this company is in a good cash position. So don't ever let anyone try to convince you that this company is going anywhere but up. We've had some hard times, but we're on the road up. So, you know, have the faith and confidence that you're with the right company at the right time. The next, Nancy Lieberman, they put her up on a video performance because she couldn't be there. She was in the midst of some trials and stuff like that with her NBA, you know, what is it called, a development league that she's now coaching. And first woman to ever be appointed to do that. And she's got a new book coming out in November, I believe, October, November, called Playbook for Success, and she talked about and promoted that on her little video. But it's always nice to have Nancy because she said, I put the quote in there that stuck out for me, can't win at the Kentucky Derby with a donkey. Isn't that cute? And she said, in Manatech, we have the winning horse. Now go out there and share it with the world. So that's great. Then they put the top associates for 2010, from Canada, got in a panel, and they put them up on stage and asked them for advice to all of our associates. And I outlined all those in the outline. I'm not going to review them. You need to go look at them. Definitely do it. The one that was most impactful for me was Eugene Fox, just because he told a story about when he first got involved. It was like David and Goliath's story. He was like Saul telling him to put on this armor and carry the sword. And when he put it all on, he went, this just isn't Eugene Fox. So he had to take off all the stuff that Manitek was trying to, the Manitek experience tries to make you do. And he said, the one thing I could do is write. So that's what I did. I wrote. And he became presidential, doing what he did best. So it was a great, great story about doing what you do best, delegate the rest. He said, nothing I've done. God has created all of it. It was a blessing to hear him give all the credit to God from stage. It was just, but of course, we hear that often at Manitek events. ISCA came up. I want to spend some time on that. Oh, good. I got 5 minutes. It was terrific. The ISCA people were on stage. I cannot begin to express to you the incredible nature of sitting in an audience listening to the board of directors of the International Sport Karate Association tell us over and over again, you have the best products. You have the most moral, ethical people. You have high-value people. We have common values of making this world a better place, contributing to people who aren't as fortunate as we are. You people have you're the elite in the marketplace. We have had the opportunity to sign with many different nutrition companies over the years, and notice we have never, ever partnered with any company until Manitek. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is that you are the best. And I gave you some of the quotes in there about what they said with their initials after it. These are the best products you can give athletes. Can you imagine? These are the board of directors of ISCA saying this. Where there's great nutrition, there will be great performance. We choose Manitek because they have the best products and the best quality people, as well as expect nothing but the best. Isn't that great? Listen to this link. You guys can take these quotes and just, I mean, it's unbelievable. Build your business cards around them. We have common belief, common values, common goal, which is that everyone know what we know, the value and benefits of Manitek products. Isn't that great? So take it and run with it, people. Make a difference. There's plenty of tear sheets. There's plenty of information. You can get certified. First of all, you want to do is get the Manitek book that's called Manitek Gives You the Edge. It's the ISCA training manual. You've got to become certified. You need to go to the teammanitek.com website. By the way, I went there this morning to get certified, and guess what? I couldn't find it. So I will keep you updated on when that gets updated. Anyone on the call know if it's supposed to be somewhere else? Because I sure couldn't find it. Okay, good. No one's answering that question. If you do, send me an email so I can get the word out, because I sure couldn't find the certification process. I was planning on being certified this morning and starting to hit the ground running, but that's not going to happen. But definitely get the Edge. Manitek Gives You the Edge. That's the name of the magazine. You all need to get one, and that's where you learn the answers to the 30 questions to gain certification. My phone is beeping. Lydia, could you bring me the other phone? This one's going dead. Sorry, people. I want to make sure we keep going because I probably got 10 more minutes. Bear with me. So how to get certified, the Edge is in there. I gave you all the information we got. Read through my outline. I don't have time to go through it all, but all I can tell you, it was an awesome experience. They have a ton of materials for us. They have a studio kit. The one thing that you have to acknowledge Manitek for in this regard is it's the first time I've seen where they've presented us a marketing idea, they've given us the endorsements we need to be the most effective in the field, and then they went out and bought the materials to support the studio. They have a studio kit, which has tear sheets, and it tells them exactly how to run the business by members. They have tear sheets that just fill out the form, and you order the products as a member. It has a program where they make 20%, and if they want to choose to convert them to associates down the road, they can do that. Hang on a second. Let me change phones for you in a second here. There. Everybody on? I hope I still have everybody. Do I have everybody, Lynn? Okay, I'm just going to trust you're all there. Okay, good. All right, so anyway, thank you.
We're here.
Whenever I turn a phone off and turn another one on, I go, oh, my gosh, I could be talking to nobody. No. Okay, so just make sure that, just give kudos to Manitek for supplying us all that great information and allowing us to have the how-tos of making this happen in our own organizations. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot of these studios. You get a couple studios, you're going to have 10,000 of volume in your downline. So don't kid yourself. Go after them and go after them now. Start looking them up on Google. Get them all in your area, all the ones that you plan on approaching. Isolate who they are. Make a few phone calls to distinguish them. and then go after them and meet with them and talk to them about the endorsement, the, you know, what these products can mean for them. And I gave you a bunch of suggestions that came from the people on stage of how to approach these people. There's also a section in the book that does the same thing, the magazine, but I wrote down a bunch of those in the outline for you. The next was Top Associates of U.S. on a panel, and again, you can look at all their things that they suggested that I wrote down in my notes. And then finally, we went into web-based tools with Landon Frederick, and this is the combination of ManaPages, Success Tracker, StoryCast all in one. And I love the new ManaPages. Hands down, people, you've got to participate. I mean, e-cards, tracing e-cards, they have a contact manager group. I mean, it's like your business. I mean, you want to be a part of this. It's great. This new ManaPage and registrations and all that kind of stuff, it's just great. It's a package you want to be a part of, I think. Success Tracker is beautiful. They've beautified it. They've done a lot more expansive stuff in there. Excellent as well. StoryCast, I'm just giving you my opinion. I like it, but I'm still uneasy with how I would use it. So until I really understand how I'm going to use it, I'm not internally committed to it because I've got to figure out how it works for Mary Jo, and I don't like spending money on things that I'm not going to be using. And I believe that you people out there in the hinterlands feel the same way. The whole package, I think, is $34.95. If you just use ManaPages and Success Tracker, I think it's $24.95. There are different levels, and you can look that up on the ManaTech website. They showed a couple of the videos on the StoryCast and asking the questions on interaction, and that's fine and dandy, but you know what, people? Oh, by the way, the Healthy Dose of Reality, if you don't know about the Healthy Dose of Reality, it is the most awesome piece that I've seen ManaTech put out in 10 years. It's a great video, DVD, and it's probably on YouTube already. It's on the ManaTech website. I already copied it and sent it out to my downline. I got a copy of it last Wednesday and sent it out to everybody to look at. It is awesome. Well, StoryCast actually took that same video and they interjected the interactive questions in it. So you can, but I'm going to suggest you do this. If you're interested in pursuing this further before you make any decisions, be on that Tuesday night call. If you weren't at ManaQuest, be on the Tuesday night call. Even if you were at ManaQuest, you might want to get a recap of it because that's what they're doing this Tuesday night. They're recapping all that. Brett Duncan got on stage to finish off Saturday afternoon to talk about our new blog, healthyscience.net. You can add your insight. Nugent Boyd and Butch Johnson are going to be contributing on a monthly basis, some of them every week, some of them three times a month. But it's going to be great to have our own blog out there and keep it up to date with what's going on. So great contribution. For those of you who don't know what a blog is, this may be your first kickoff point. And then finally, Saturday night, last but not least, Vicente Fox and Martha got up on stage. I gave you a review of, you know, I captured a little bit of it. He talked about his history. Incredible heart these people have, incredible people. They love Sam and Linda. They love us. We had a reception with the presidentials before at 5:30 Saturday night before they went on stage, and we took photographs with them. It was just, just hugging on these people and getting to know them a little bit, as little as we could. Incredible passion for children. And it's just great. Their commitment to philanthropy is huge. And they love us. They love ManaTech. And I told Sam at the end of the night before he went and closed, I forgot he was about to get on stage. So I stopped him as I got off stage on Saturday night. And I said, Sam, you know, big takeaway for me for this weekend is that people are pursuing us. They want to partner with us. My whole life in ManaTech, we've been chasing people. People are now chasing us. That's a wonderful feeling to have. It just touches my heart. So how cool is that? So anyway, they were wonderful to hear about it. Vicente actually got into a little bit on the political realm about immigrants, and, of course, his position is going to be really loud and clear, not unlike mine, that these migrant workers are incredible people. They're hardworking people. They have tremendous ethics. His dad was a migrant worker who was a U.S. citizen, U.S., non-Mexican, who moved to Guanajuato in Mexico to provide for his family. He went the opposite direction. So, of course, he's part of, you know, he's got that American blood in him, but incredible, you know, and he talked about how sad it is that we try to build walls and we do what we're doing with laws and arresting and all the things that we're doing to really, instead of building bridges between us as partners, as neighbors. So it was just a great talk and great heart explodes. Al Bala got on stage and talked about the lock-in process, which is further defined in this. And then we did a panel, and I was on the panel. So what I did is the last three pages or four pages of the outline, you guys are getting more on that than anything. And all I can tell you is I edited out Lydia's notes. She was in the audience on a computer, and she took notes of what Sam and Linda said, and then what Vicente Fox said, and then Marta. And then she took notes on all the panel members about what we talked about. Tim Altbader, Oscar Harper, Johanna Gill, Richard and Patty Barnett, myself, of course, Pony Altbader, and Marion Culhane. All of us participated in the Mexico, and you can read all about that in the outline. I don't need to go any further on it. The other thing I'll mention before we close is just one of the things that Linda Castor said when she was on stage. She made the comment, she said, you know, I really believe that's why we're so blessed with such phenomenal business out of South Africa, is because we gave first. We were in South Africa for a number of years supporting the orphanages. We made a huge contribution to that country. And that's what we all need to understand. It's about, you can never outgive God. You just got to give, give, give. And it's through the giving that receiving will come. And unless you empty yourself, God has nothing to refill. So it's about us giving, giving, giving. And that's what Manitech's heart surely is about. So there you go, people. Recaptured ManaQuest, hopefully in an hour or less. If you missed it, you just got it in a little capsule. I know Manitech's going to have some replays of some parts of it, so keep your eyes open for that. You have a great outline that has given you lots of stuff to start looking at and feeding into your own life and applying. And people, I can tell you, it's another world. I mean, it's made me sit back, and I'm changing my goal setting now. I'm doing some new goals, and I don't usually do that till the end of the year, but I feel so moved and praying about it. What does this mean for me in the next 6 months, 1 year? And when Rob Sinnott said, I'm all in, and you know, some of us haven't been all in. And I personally can honestly tell you that I've kind of spawned off and done some other things, real estate business and other things, because I felt the Lord leading me in that direction. And I'm really putting in some prayer to say, okay, Lord, what is it about this? You know, but I want you all to look at yourself and say, are you all in? Because I know there are very few of us in Manitech who've been operating from all in for a very long time. And it's time that we reexamine that and say, are we all in? So it's a great company. It's a great place to be. Tremendous, tremendous science and support, and just the incredible passion that we have for our real, true heart in this company, which is solving the malnutrition problem of children. So, love you all. Have a great week. I'll give you feedback on Las Vegas next Monday, as well as do another training for you. And thanks and appreciate for all of you being on board with me this morning. Love you and have a great week. Let's go out there and get them.